Good morning. It's been interesting to see how growers in Georgia have been trying to deal with glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth over the last 12 or 15 years. And in our herbicide systems, we definitely have to rely heavily on herbicides. It's been interesting to look at our herbicide programs now compared to 15 years ago when we didn't have to deal with glyphosate-resistant Palmer amaranth. And surveys have been done evaluating these herbicide programs, and presently we're using 2.5 times more pounds of herbicide active ingredient in our herbicide programs now compared to 15 years ago when we didn't have to manage weed resistance. So our objective today is to develop a more sustainable approach, reducing selection pressure on herbicides by utilizing cover crops such as rye and clover. County agents and extension specialists get quite a few questions from growers about using cover crops and how they can use those cover crops on their operations. There's been some research done evaluating the level of biomass when it comes to dealing with resistant Palmer amaranth. For example, this study here, we evaluated three different levels of biomass, 2,000, 3,000, and 7,000 pounds of biomass, and definitely the more biomass we produce, the better control we get of Palmer amaranth from emerging. So what are the potential benefits for Georgia growers who want to use cover crops in their production systems? Probably the top three, in my opinion, include improved control of Palmer amaranth. We reduce herbicide input over time, hopefully, and also protect herbicide chemistries because we're not producing new modes of actions every day in the industry or in the marketplace. Sometimes in dry land, depending on the year, we can obtain higher yields. Hopefully, we can reduce labor cost in conservation tillage compared to conventional type tillage systems. Another potential benefit would be reducing erosion. And a hot topic in Georgia right now is irrigation. So hopefully we can conserve moisture and maybe reduce irrigation in conservation tillage. We can also, reduce thrips damage early on. And hopefully with the use of cover crops, we can hopefully head off potential problems such as resistant ryegrass or the potential of horseweed in Georgia. But in the real world, we are definitely in a profit-challenged environment with growers, or we're struggling to just make ends meet. Growers are picking up larger acres, and higher levels of management is probably not on their radar, if they want to use conservation tillage. So sometimes the adoption of these production systems can be a little bit slow. So our objective here with this presentation is evaluate cotton response to cover crops, focusing on biomass production, trying to get a cotton stand, and those impacts on yield. So we're going to talk about three field experiments, two at the Sunbelt Ag Expo in Moultrie, and then one in Tift County. We're going to start with the Expo site in 2016. We planted it May 9th, and we had five different cover crop treatments, one including clover and rye planted by themselves, and then we evaluated three different blends. These blends contained 12 pounds of clover, but we used different rye rates that included 30, 60, and 90 pounds per acre. We terminated the cover crop at 1 week before planting. We utilized Delta Pine 1538 as our cotton variety, and we had pretty large plots, 18 by 400 feet long. If you talk to growers, one of the they're kind of hesitant sometimes because they're concerned about getting a stand in a conservation tillage system, especially with a high rye residue system. So we played with the grain drill a little bit, plugged in a few holes, and developed a strip where we can actually run our strip till unit through and hopefully get a good stand. And you can see the strip. It's illustrated by the red arrows. These strips are pretty obvious during the tiller and growth and development. We kind of lose it during stem elongation, but when we terminate it and roll down the rye, we can see our strips again, run the strip till unit, and hopefully get a stand. So this is So we took dry matter biomass measurements of planting at Expo in 16. The clover blends produced significantly more biomass when we compared it to rye alone. Here's an example of the one of the plots, the clover blend with rye at 30 pounds per acre, about first leaf cotyledon stage cotton at the Expo in 2016. With the price of cottonseed, growers are often concerned about getting a stand. So these are rather large plots, 18 by 400 feet long, so we counted each individual skip greater than a foot in each one of these plots. So when we evaluated the skips, the treatments that contained clover or clover blend had a significant increase in skips compared to rye that was planted alone. And this was done 1 month after planting. One thing we noticed right before harvest was in the clover plots, some of the top crops, some of the top bowls were kind of delayed in maturity. And we kind of think this was because of the nitrogen that was produced by the clover cover crop during the year. So seed cotton yield is influenced by production practice in 16. Really no significant differences in yield among the cover crop treatments. There were some numerical differences between the rye and the clover and the clover blends, but nothing really significant. Second Expo plot field experiment was done this year. We planted the same day in 2007 as 2016, May 9th. This time, you know, we had 8 different cover crop treatments and blends that included clover and rye. But this time we evaluated 2 different clover seeding rates. So we had 2 different clover seeding rates in the blends that included 6 and 12 pounds per acre. And then we also evaluated 3 different rye seeding rates that included 30, 60, and 90 pounds per acre. This year we terminated the crop a little bit earlier, 10 days before planting. We wanted to compare our cover crop treatments to a conventional type tillage system to see if we can at least get the same yields as a more typical type production system of disc, rip, and bed. Replicated this 4 times. We selected 1538 as our cotton variety. Again, large plots, 18 by 200 feet, and we kept this weed-free during the season using a Liberty-based program. Again, dry matter biomass. This year we did it at 40 days after planting. And keep in mind, Expo is a very challenging site. So if we can produce a good biomass at Expo, we're really doing something. So compared to last year, you know, there were some decreases in biomass. But clover at 12 pounds per acre produced the highest amount of biomass, significantly more compared to, you know, the blends that contain clover at 6 pounds per acre. And this was done at 40 days after planting. Again, we evaluated skips and stand. Really no significant differences in skips. You know, 1 to 3 foot skips at Expo, and we did this at 1 month after planting too. Here's an example of the rye at Expo. This was rye at the seeding rate at 90 pounds per acre, about a month after planting. And if you want to compare it to one of the blends, the clover at 12 and blended with the rye at 30 pounds per acre. Seed cotton yields, we did see some differences in 17. The clover at 12 pounds per acre and the blend that contained clover at 12 and rye at 90 pounds per acre produces significant more yield compared to the blends that contain clover at 6 pounds per acre. This was just an example of the cover that we had at the end of the year during harvest. This is clover at 6 pounds and rye blended with rye at 90 pounds per acre. This was in a good conservation tillage program, you want cover during most of the year. So this was an example of one of the plots at the end of the year. Last field experiments, Tift County, planted mid-May, May 17th. We had the same cover crop treatments, except we added a lower seed rate of rye, which was 60 pounds per acre. So we had the same blends and also the rye treatments with an additional one in Tift County. Same termination date, 10 days before planting. Had a conventional type of production check, disc grip and bed, four replications. We used 1646 at this location. Small plot work, 12 by 35 feet. We did see some differences in dry biomass at planting in Tift County. The clover treatment that was seeded at 12 pounds per acre, the rye at 90 pounds, and the blend that contained the higher clover seeding rate at 12 pounds per acre produced significantly more biomass compared to rye at 60, and the blends that contained 6 pounds per acre. And we did this at planting. Really no significant yield differences at the end of the year when we compared the clover and the cover crop treatments to the conventional. There were really no significant differences. So conclusions, the clover did reduce stand in 2016 when we terminated it 1 week before planting. Clover did delay cotton maturity in some instances, probably from, the additional in production. Greatest biomass was generated associated with 12 pounds of clover at Expo, which Expo is a very challenging environment there, or at full rates of clover at the Tifton location. The Tifton location was a little bit more productive piece of land. And most importantly, yields with cover crop systems were equal to our standard production systems. So, any questions? Yes, sir. No, this initially started as a weed control type of project, and then it just kind of evolved into more of a cover crop type project. So, should have. Yes, sir.
I know leaves, almost close to plain soil, you run your strip till, which basically is disturbing 12, 13, 14 inches there. Is there any thought in terms of ways of getting away from that? I understand you've got a rhythm that comes with plain soil, but is there any thought of possibly trying to rip it off when you go in and you manage your rye that way? Also, you see you can rip it back in there, but it seems like maybe from a competition standpoint, most of your weeds are going to merge right there.
Usually in our production systems, we're in such of a big hurry in the fall. We're trying to get peanuts out, cotton, so tillage is probably on the back burner. So fall tillage, not really common. We struggle to try to get cover crops in a timely manner in the southeast. So trying to do the tillage in the spring is, and trying to reduce the amount that we disturb too, is what we're trying to do with the cover crops. Thank you. No.